Truth. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live. This 25th day of September, lots going on. Seymour Hersh reports, based on an inside source, it's all lies. The war is over. Russia has won. If you've been following this show, that does not come as news. But here's what we're getting. Hersh blamed a secret disinformation operation by CIA and MI6 for misleading the public about the disastrous state of the U.S.-led war effort. The war is over. Russia has won. There's no Ukrainian offensive anymore. But the White House and the American media have to keep the lie going, a senior U.S. intel officer told Hersh. The truth is, if the Ukrainian army is ordered to continue the offensive, the army would mutiny. The soldiers aren't willing to die anymore. But this doesn't fit the bullshit that's being authored by the White House. Nothing surprising there. Really, truly, coming clean. I think that Hersh is doing a commendable job getting the truth out. Perhaps as a result of the panic, desperate efforts are taking place, including attacking the headquarters of the Russian fleet in Sevastopol with cruise missiles. We have some fair amount of damage. Turns out, the video shows, we even have a video showing the missile actually hitting. While it's clear that there's a second that preceded it, the Ukrainians report that Admiral Viktor Skolov, commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, was killed, but this information was not confirmed. If so, it would be quite stunning. This is perhaps the most serious Ukrainian blow in recent months. The Russians intercepted 5 to 6 of the Storm Shadow or Scout missiles, but 2 found their target. Recently, the commander of the Ukrainian Air Force had observed the Air Force has 2 types of cruise missiles, install Storm Shadows under the left wing and Scalp under the right. Both were great. No chance for the conqueror, meaning the target, meaning the victim. So, other reports I have suggest there was one party killed, but it was only a low-level non-commissioned officer, hardly the head of the fleet. Now, something very disturbing, and Russia has undoubtedly taken note. In fact, this was published by Pravda. Boeing P-8 Poseidon spotted circling above Romania when Ukraine struck Sevastopol. NATO's Boeing P-8 Poseidon was circling above the easternmost part of Romania at the time of the missile strike on the Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Sevastopol. The distance from that point to the site is 313 kilometers. It's certainly possible that this plane could have been coordinating the attack. The aircraft is equipped with a Raytheon APY-10 multi-purpose long-range reconnaissance radar. It's believed the aircraft belongs to the U.S. Navy. On the afternoon of September 22nd, Ukraine launched the missile attack I've reported upon. At least Here, according to this report, six were injured. I would not be surprised if it had been coordinated from this aircraft, and that is not going to endure the United States of Russia. Not that we would expect such a thing to happen. Anyway, even more stunning, a German army tank crew caught operating a tank in Ukraine and attacking the Russian army. This is really astonishing. Flash traffic. It appears World War III has officially begun. Saturday morning, the Russian army engaged a German-supplied Leopard tank operating near Zaporizhia. Russians hit the tank with an anti-tank guided missile and blew it up. The tank crew evacuated and were captured. The crew identified themselves as active duty German army troops. Thus, the actual army of Germany now has been caught waging actual war against Russia inside official Russian territory, Zaporizhia. The image above shows the actual tank involved, the actual incident, morning at 23 September. This is remarkable. NATO is not supposed to be directly engaging with Russia. And here you have Germany, a German tank, as prominent a member of NATO as you could have, sending real tanks with real officers. Details are emerging. It's now confirmed a Russian Army Renaissance team destroyed a German-supplied Leopard tank of the Ukrainian military, but manned with a crew comprised of Bundeswehr soldiers. The Bundeswehr is the actual active duty army of Germany. Here is a member of the team that directly was involved when we curbed another offensive in ATGM, destroyed an anti-tank guided missile, the Leopard. We moved out to the burned vehicle hoping to seize the Tonk. Then we saw the crew's driver mechanic was severely injured. Others were dead. Once he awoke, he started yelling, "Nachschlieben, do not shoot," in German. The mechanic repeatedly stated he was not a mercenary, but a Bundeswehr serviceman, and that he and the rest of the crew were members of the same unit of the German army. Adding that while receiving medical aid, the German soldier named his brigade in its dislocation site. The tank's driver died from wounds minutes after he was found despite efforts to save him. Now, under the laws of war, if he were a mercenary, he could be shot on sight. Because he's a member, a uniformed member of an army, that would normally not be the case, in particular if the nations were at war. The problem here, of course, is that Germany is not officially a participant in the war against Russia and Ukraine, which would have a totally different character were that the case. This is about as bad as it gets. Very serious. Meanwhile, what's going on? Well, the Pentagon had taken measures that if there is a government shutdown, and as we know, there is a hardcore group of Republicans who don't want government money to be issued out without any accountability, especially in relation to Ukraine, and I side with them on this count. It looks very much as though what's going on in Ukraine with this massive load of money is totally corrupt. More momentarily, the Pentagon has exempted the Ukraine operation from a potential government shutdown. The decision means training on American tactics and equipment can move forward uninterrupted if lawmakers don't reach a funding deal by the end of the month. The Pentagon will exempt its Ukraine operation from a potential shutdown if lawmakers can't agree on a deal to fund the government by the end of the month, allowing key training and other activities in support of Kiev's forces to move ahead uninterrupted. Washington is more resigned to the looming government shutdown every day. As the September 30th deadline approaches, that would be Saturday, congressional leaders showed little progress this week in moving a stopgap funding bill to avert the scenario. The House was in chaos as a group of GOP hardliners tanked a vote that would have offered a path to fund the government. I gotta say, I think I'm on their side in this issue. Meanwhile, the White House, according to antiwar.com, is close to providing Kiev with cluster-armed ATACMS. This would be, you know, multiple launch rocket equipment. The White House is close to deciding it will provide Ukraine with a cluster-armed version of the Army's tactical missile system, which has a range of nearly 200 miles and can be fired from HIMARS launchers, according to the Washington Post. The HIMARS in Kiev possession are currently firing munitions with a range of 50 miles. The U.S. Army with 8 TCMs would mark a significant escalation in the proxy war and cross one of Moscow's red lines. Sending 8 ATACMs was ruled out until recently over concern the weapons could be used by Kiev for attacks in tight Crimea and the Russian mainland. However, for months, as Kiev has launched more attacks against Russian territory and previous U.S. concerns of escalation have waned, there have been reports the White House is increasingly considering sending them to Ukraine. Earlier this month, during an appearance on ABC This Week, Secretary Blinken was asked whether he approved of Ukraine using U.S.-provided ATACMs to carry out strike deep inside Russian territory. In terms of their targeting decision, it's their decision, not ours, Blinken stated. But what that means is, of course, the U.S. is tacitly allowing Ukraine to greatly expand the war. And frankly, when you have Antony Blinken as one of these dual citizens, U.S. Israeli officials in the government, which is very, very bad, I'm afraid they're eager to promote. I mean Israel, not the United States, eager to promote a war between the U.S. and Israel so that Israel can assert itself as the world's leader. Maybe hard to imagine that's their state of mind, but I very much believe that to be exactly the case. Meanwhile, we have had in the past declarations about the willingness of Israel to destroy all European capitals. Here's an Israeli professor from 2003. An Israeli professor and military historian hinted Israel could avenge the Holocaust by annihilating millions of Germans and other Europeans. Let me tell you how ridiculous this is. As Nick Holliston's brilliant book, Breaking the Spell, confirms, there were no millions dying in the Holocaust in gas chambers. We already knew there were no gas chambers from the report of Fred Lochter after inspecting the facilities during the trial in Canada for Ernst Zundel for Holocaust denial. We're doing the second trial of 1988 during the first in 1984. The prosecutors were unable to produce a single witness who could swear to have seen anyone put to death in a gas chamber. The leading expert on gas chambers was sent to Germany to inspect the facilities and came back and reported there was nothing there that could possibly have served as a gas chamber. The claim of 6 million millions dying in the Holocaust is nonsense. If you want to learn more about it, go to my blog at James hfetzer.org and check out the Holocaust narrative, Politics, Trump, Science, which was originally introduced as a published as the introduction to Nick Holerstrom's brilliant book, Breaking the Spell, where Nick had access to the British death books. The British had cracked the German code because the Germans were so meticulous and detailed. They had all the records from all the camps, which confirmed what the International Committee of the Red Cross had ascertained, to wit, that when they recalibrated the number in 1993, a total of 296,081. That's right. 296,081 had died from all causes combined, none of whom had died from being put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B, where Zyklon B was used to kill body lice, which were spreading typhus and dysentery in the camps in order to maintain the health of the inmates for the obvious reason you can't get work out of a corpse. These were labor camps. You might want to check out, I posted it not only on my blog, but on my Twitter account, featuring a photograph I discovered in Nick's book of the British soccer team at Auschwitz. What? You didn't know there was a British soccer team at Auschwitz? Did you know that hundreds and hundreds of babies were born in these camps? Did you know Auschwitz had a hospital with OBGYN facilities? If these people are being put to death upon arrival, stripped of their clothing and rushed into gas chambers, how is that possible? The answer, very simply, it is not. And yet you have this Israeli professor saying that they could avenge the Holocaust by annihilating millions of Germans and other Europeans. Was he believing his own propaganda? Speaking in an interview, Professor Martin Van Cleveland said Israel had the capability of hitting most European capitals with European weapons. My understanding, they brought them in diplomatic pouches, and they're in their embassies in these capitals. We possess several hundred atomic warheads and rockets and can launch them at targets in all directions, perhaps even at Rome. Most European capitals are targets of our air force, he observes. The Palestinians, he's a professor of military history at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, point out that collective deportation was Israel's only meaningful strategy toward the Palestinian people. The Palestinians should all be deported. The people who strive for this are waiting only for the right man in the right time. 2 years ago, only 7 or 8% of Israelis were of the opinion that this would be the best solution. 2 months ago, it was 33%, and now, according to a Gallup poll, 44%. This is why the war in Ukraine, by the way, is being waged so fiercely. Israel, the vast population of which are descendants of the Khazarians from the region that is modern-day Ukraine, are not of the tribe of Judah. They're not even Semites, which means that Israel is the greatest practitioner of anti-Semitism in the world because the Palestinians are bona fide Semites, but the Israelis are not. They want all of Ukraine for Israel, and that includes the Crimea, it includes the Donbass, it includes all the waterfront, all the ports on the Black Sea, and they'll settle for nothing less. We thus have the clash between an irresistible force, the Zionist movement fronted by the Rothschild banking empire, and Russia, which will not surrender Crimea or the Donbass or the ports, and we're increasingly sad to say involvement of German army units of an American Poseidon bringing about a missile attack on the headquarters of the Russian Navy in Sebastopol is moving us closer and closer to a nuclear war with Russia. So I want you to understand, when you see that mushroom cloud arising over the horizon, if you're not yourself living in a major city like New York, Chicago, or Washington, D.C., you'll know what's going on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Well, here's a story you don't want to miss. Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum himself, a Rothschild, is sharing with governments to prepare for billions of prisoners based upon their social credit score. Billions? It's impossible to house that many. He's really talking about extermination. Get this.
Has been quietly granted backdoor access to billions of cell phones as part of a plot to compile blacklists of users who hold politically incorrect views and commit wrong speak. According to a World Economic Forum insider, these blacklists of so-called deplorables will be used to assign social credit scores to people before the social credit scheme is officially rolled out in the next few years. Klaus Schwab's evil plan is playing out to perfection in France, where WEF puppet Emmanuel Macron has granted the global elite permission to spy on every single French citizen by turning on the camera and microphones of their cell phones without a warrant or any kind of notification. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel and gain access to uncensored content. The link is in the description box below this video. Riots have rocked France for weeks now, with thousands of buildings destroyed, libraries and museums torched, and Christians publicly raped and murdered across the entire country. French police and the mainstream media can't even keep track of which towns have been totally burned to the ground. The chaos in France is coming to America. If anybody thinks it's not, they're delusional. How do we know the chaos is coming to America? Because it's orchestrated by the elite. Klaus Schwab warned us to get ready for an angrier world, and it has now become clear exactly why he wants to rule over a divided society.
We will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increased by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
The riots have given Schwab's puppet president, Macron, the excuse to quietly roll out the most invasive surveillance law ever enacted anywhere outside of George Orwell's worst nightmares. France's WEF-penetrated parliament has voted to approve the new clause in the Justice Reform Bill, allowing police to turn on the cameras and microphones in a host of smart devices belonging to citizens for up to 6 months for the crime of wrongthink. This is the exact replica of the surveillance apparatus deployed in China to ensure social obedience and deference to the communist central government. This should come as no surprise, as Schwab has been praising the Chinese social credit score system for years and declaring that it's a model for the West. A good score brings you benefits, while a low score gets you blacklisted. You can't get a decent job, book tickets, or a hotel room, and your children can't even attend a good school. Your life can be switched off at any time.
A good score brings benefits, but people with low scores lose rights. The cinema names and shames people considered untrustworthy, plastering their details, even their addresses, across big screens.
It's a matter of principle. Those people have to be condemned.
Those people aren't honest, so they have to pay the price.
It's only right to pay your debts. You have to blacklist those that don't.
The Supreme Court has created a blacklist for so-called bad citizens, those whose ratings have dropped to zero. On it are companies, but also 23 million people to date. Among them is this journalist, Liu Hu. He got a little too close to uncovering corruption among high-profile party members. After being sued for defamation by the subject of a story he'd written, he was blacklisted. He only realized when he tried to buy a train ticket and was told he was banned from traveling.
That tells me I'm still on the blacklist.
Punished because he's been branded untrustworthy by the state.
Once you're blacklisted, you can no longer get a bank loan, start a business, buy an apartment, or even send your children to a private school.
This future is just 2 years away for the citizens of WEF-penetrated France. After this quick break, we'll explain exactly how we know this and what we can do to fight back. But first, an important word from our sponsor.
Well, it's very, very tough to see Klaus Schwab, maybe the most repulsive figure in the face of Earth. We got more going on here. Get this. You will eat the bugs and be happy. First major U.S. city imposes WEF ban on meat and private car ownership. This is astonishing. Globalist politicians around the world have agreed to ban members of the public from consuming meat and dairy and banning them from owning cars by 2030. Listen to this. Phoenix, Arizona has become the first major U.S. city to impose a World Economic Forum total ban on meat, dairy, and private car ownership to fight global warming. Many legal experts, however, are warning the move is unconstitutional. The Democrat mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallego, there's a name for the history books, says she wants to fast-track the WEF's radical agenda so the city can be fully compliant well ahead of the 2030 deadline set for the C40 cities climate leadership group.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Well, the second smartest guy in the world has published VIP Elite Panic after new Epstein list exposes powerful pedophiles. Get this. New York Magazine has painstakingly compiled a list of VIP pedophiles known to have met with Epstein who do not appear in his infamous little black book. Here's some of the inclusions. Apollo Global Management co-founder Leon Black, Bard College president Leon Boatstein, Google co-founder Sergey Brin, CIA director William Burns, Professor Noam Chomsky, former U.S. Virgin Island First Lady Cecile DeHoon, Bill Gates, wow, whose ties to Epstein have been known for years, FedEx board member Joshua Cooper Ramo, former diplomat Serge Red Lawson, Goldman Sachs General Counsel Kathleen Ruemmler, Edmund de Rothschild Group Chairman Arianna de Rothschild, J.P. Morgan Executive Jeff Stanley, former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, SlayNews.com reports New York's list also includes Prince Andrew and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. Wow. Maybe they need a little help. Meanwhile, we have a report, very disturbing, about use of money being sent to Ukraine for money laundering. We got the Marine Corps stealth fighter bomber being downed. There are lots of questions about it. Ah, yes. That's indeed the case here. What's going on here with a fighter bomber being missing in action? There's one theory that the fighter bomber could have been on a bomb run to bring about a false flag attack. Why hasn't the Marine Corps, the authorized, informed the public of the flight path? Even granting the extremely dubious allegation the stealth jet was merely on a training mission. It's an extremely expensive jet, costing well over $100 million per jet. A fellow reporter, Tara Cook, reports the cost of the gold-plated jet. It's around $120 mil. Since the Marine Corps pilot who ejected was being trained as to how to fly, why did his wingman, the pilot of the other jet who accompanied him in a separate fighter, immediately abandon the pilot in distress, as well as the plane he was flying? Questions here. An alternative theory about what was going on Twitter or X, an unidentified F-35 stealth fighter that landed in Havana, left the territorial waters of Cuba, presumably on a Chinese cargo ship. Now, the explanation here would be that since our military is using chips that were made in China, they have back doors that would enable the Chinese to take control of the plane, remotely fly it anywhere it would like, in order to, say, reverse engineer. That may very well now be exactly what happened. They got the claim that they're looking at for the debris for the plane, but the site is about as debris-worthy as what we had in Shanksville. It's not at all what we would expect to be the case. There's no evidence, as in Shanksville, of any plane having crashed there. There are a lot of memes about what's going on here, even in including a photograph, Pilot Hunter at the control. He's found the missing F-35 flying high. Hunter's just taken it for a little joyride on his way to sell it to the Chinese for a nice payoff for him and his dad. They couldn't find the person that dropped the cocaine in the White House. I doubt they will find the F-35. And that's why they can't find it. The FBI has it squirreled away in one of their warehouses. More disturbing thoughts have it that the F-35 may be stashed away for a subsequent false flag. Meanwhile, a Fox poll graphic obfuscates Trump's lead on Biden and DeSantis. In other words, Fox is really, in my opinion, disgracing itself. There was a period I thought it really did represent an alternative that was dedicated to telling the truth as opposed to the left-wing media, the mainstream, and MSNBC, which were anything but. Fox Business misled viewers on a poll that had former President Trump beating Biden, posting the graph's numbers in a way to suggest that DeSantis was performing better than Trump against the incumbent. Trump led Biden by 2 points, 48-46 in the poll, but the on-screen graphs listed Biden's lower support first, next to Trump's name, suggesting Trump was trailing the incumbent when he was actually leading. Also, Fox, which is continually ridiculed by Trump for being pro-DeSantis, listed DeSantis versus Biden right below, showing Biden's 47 support next to DeSantis' name, ostensibly suggesting DeSantis was drawing a 3-point lead, despite having only 44% support and trailing Biden and doing worse than Trump. That's pretty bad, pretty shabby, pretty amateurish. Meanwhile, Shermer caves after Tuberville remains steadfast in his protest of an abortion policy adopted by the Pentagon. Senator Tommy Tuberville is held fast for his fight to rid the U.S. military of its woke encumbrances, its illegal abortion policy in particular. He's done so in spite of months of attack by Democrats and other belittlers who have characterized his principled refusal to approve military nominations en masse as a threat to national security. A narrative preferred by his critics appears to have crumbled this week when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has long painted Tuberville as a villain and an obstacle to confirmations, blinked, setting up votes on individual nominees. Air Force General Charles Brown was constantly confirmed as Mark Milley's replacement as chairman of the Joint Chiefs with others. While Schumer and others have attempted to save face, Tuberville stressed Thursday, this is a win today for the legislative branch of government. If Democrats want to complain, they should look in the mirror. Meanwhile, there are a number of stories on American greatness where Tucker seemed to be making an impact too, but which are worthy of pursuit. Meanwhile, on the firebombing of Maui, let's not forget the children. Where are they? The 2,000 children who haven't shown up in school in the week since the fire. Are their families keeping them close since the fire was so traumatizing, not just for the kids, but the whole families? Perhaps we'll see this number dramatically decline as more children head back to school. Or did many of them tragically perish in the fires? And is the actual death toll on Maui not in the low hundreds, but in the thousands? 2,000 children unaccounted for at a Lujanes community of over 12,000 is 1/6 of the population. My guess is the death toll is in the thousands, including many of the missing children likely burned to death, excruciating to even contemplate an atrocity of gargantuan proportions. One more coincidence? Remember how the movie Contagion from 2011 almost perfectly mirrored the pandemic of 2020? Or how the movie White Noise seemed to predict the East Palestinian catastrophic train derailment? We'll take a look at the 2016 episode of The Symptoms, Monty Burns' Fleeing Circus. You'll see a town attacked by laser-like beams that leave a deadly stream of fire in their wake, quickly incinerating an entire town. And in the aftermath, among the rubble, there's a closed blue patio umbrella standing tall, just as we've seen in Lahaina, presumably due to the theory that the laser target the red end of the light spectrum, not the blue. Well, it's really a matter of the lasers being unable to destroy those blue objects. We've had reports about it before, but the fact is, I think it's a more dire scenario taking place in Lahaina, in Maui. I'm terribly distressed that the kids may have, in fact, been taken on buses to aircraft, that they were flown out of Maui into sex trafficking and a horrendous future. Remember, these people are land grabbers. They're preoccupied with themselves. They want to make every nickel of money, extract every opportunity they can from the, their dastardly deeds. Children being sex trafficked and ultimately killed for adrenaline and having their organs harvested represent, by some estimates, $1 million apiece. Multiply $1 million times 2,000, and you get $2 billion. That those kids, those 2,000 kids, would be worth $2 billion if they were sex trafficked and ultimately organ harvested. Frankly, that's my best guess as to what's happened here. As horrific as it is to even describe, I'm sorry to say, that's my best estimate of what actually has happened to those children. Because these are sadistic, narcissistic, acquisitive people who are preoccupied with money and power and fame and control. And this is an ultimate exhibition of all of the above. Meanwhile, if you had any doubts, CDC admits it faked 99% of COVID deaths to scare the public into taking the vax. The CDC has just quietly admitted that over 99% of reported COVID deaths were faked to scare the public into taking the experimental jab. Newly released data from the CDC reveals most recorded fatalities that were blanket blamed on COVID were caused by something else. According to the CDC COVID dashboard, just 1.7% of the 324 COVID deaths registered the first week ending August 19th had COVID as a primary cause of death. Disturbingly, the vast majority of those who were labeled as COVID deaths actually died of other causes, such as cancer or heart disease, many of which could have been caused by the jab itself. SlateNews.com reports separate data from the agency shows that so far in August, the largest cause of death in the U.S. has been cancer, followed by heart disease. This latest admission from the CDC means that only a fraction of the claimed number of American lives are being lost directly to the virus each week. According to the CDC's own data, 99% of the COVID deaths have been faked. And let me verify the date of publication here. This is August 31st, 2023. This is a relatively current report that I certainly want to share because it's of vast importance. The primary underlying cause of death is a disease situation or event that initiated the chain of events directly resulting in death, as Earth.com notes. Complications arising from the primary cause are usually considered secondary when doctors register a death certificate. For example, COVID could be listed as a secondary cause when the virus puts too much stress on a person with a pre-existing heart condition. In this case, the primary cause would be heart disease, COVID as a contributing cause. Therefore, the number of healthy who die from COVID alone is incredibly small, as almost all of the recorded deaths were people with underlying conditions. This news comes as the corporate media continues to hype a recent rise in COVID cases across the country. A recently detected variant 5EG.5 or ARIS and BA.8.26 or Parola have been found in several countries in the U.S. The media has been warning that these variants, highly mutated, are thought to be better at avoiding vaccines and natural immunity, causing more infections, which have reportedly doubled across the U.S. amid the emergence of these variants, where hospital admission among people with the virus have risen for the fifth week in a row. Fear-mongering reports, however, fail to mention that COVID deaths are not rising. Nevertheless, the uptake is leading to calls for the return of mask mandates and other COVID restrictions, social distancing. Don't be surprised if it comes your way. Hollywood movie studio Lionsgate reinforced mask mandates at its Santa Monica, California offices last week. Just several days later, following a backlash, the studio lifted the mandate, claimed it got the situation under control. Similarly, Rutgers in New Jersey and Morris Brown College in Georgia announced face masks would be required for staff and students. Kaiser Permanente in Santa Rosa, California. Upstate Community Hospital in Syracuse also reinstated mask mandates for doctors, nurses, patients, and visitors. In Kentucky, the Lee County School District canceled classes less than 2 weeks after opening because nearly one-fifth of students were out with a triple-demic illness, including COVID, strep throat, and the flu. Remember, this has really been a manufactured pandemic in the past, and they're going to do it again.
John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You want to bear in mind that the coronavirus mutates so fast that it's impossible to develop a vaccine that's going to be effective. In other words, the whole thing's been a giant scam. You because by the time you get the vaccine in place, it's already mutated into a different form that's not vulnerable to the vaccine. We also know that face masks are useless. In fact, they're counterproductive. Even Tony the Rat himself was involved in a study of the Spanish flu that revealed that most of the deaths were not from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections that were promoted by wearing face masks. Because you're recycling what your body is trying to exhale and get out of your body, waste products. You're reducing the amount of oxygen flow to the brain, which unlike for brain cells, neurons, unlike skin cells, do not regenerate. So you're enhancing, you know, the reduction in your functional intelligence thereby. It's all a massive fraud and a scheme. And here we have more about it coming from Edward Hendry, quite a brilliant guy. His newsletter reports details how and why the COVID-19 scamdemic was kicked off in Italy. Hello is an investigative report by Michael Bryant. In his report, Bryant deconstructs the narrative that kicked off the alleged COVID pandemic. Bryant explains there was no pandemic. That the only pandemic was one of violent government and biomedical assault against the people. It reveals why Italy was targeted to commence the worldwide COVID hysteria. Bryant explains any excess deaths in spring 2020 in northern Italy were an artifact of already existing health conditions in an aging population. The obliteration of the existing healthcare infrastructure, massive industrial pollution, creating chronic conditions, media-generated hysteria, savage government lockdowns, and administrative murder of the already fragile. Absolutely right. The whole thing was manufactured. And the WEF, the World Economic Forum, had a key role to play. Meanwhile, we have a production called The Greatest Show on Earth, a film by a fellow by the name of Nick Alvear, that suggests that the Trump or the White Hats behind the scene are orchestrating events. Here is the trailer, but I want you to understand, I think this falls in the category of hopium. This is something we wish were the truth, but appears not to be. Believe me, if the White Hats were in charge, they could not allow millions of illegals to enter the country. They could not allow the lawlessness by decriminalizing shoplifting. They could not allow the torment of children by teaching them anal and oral sex in the third grade. Disgusting. Don't be blamed.
I want somebody to love. Oh, I can buy a little help from my friend. Gonna try a little help from my friend. Oh, I get high, a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.